This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good morning, Gwanele. How are you today?
I'm good, and good morning also to the listeners.
Yeah, I'm good. How do you feel on a Monday morning?
I feel so inspiration because it's our Heritage Month.
Yeah.
So we have to endorse future betterment of our life and for our country.
Yeah, when you're speaking about Heritage Month, ngiyathinteka because I'm from the rural areas emakhaya ngempela ngwasenquthu. So mangabe kukhulunywa ngeHeritage Month, ngiba touched ukuthi no man, phela kahle ngwale mina.
Khulunywa ngathi.
Thank you so much for joining us today namhlanje kwi Mid Morning Rush. For someone who doesn't know ukuthi uLondi ukhuluma nobani, mhlawumbe nje can you just tell us ukuthi ubani ukwanele from laleli ukuthi ezwe ukuthi sikhuluma nobani namhlanje?
Because it's Heritage Month, Londi.
Yeah.
Then kungifanele ukuthi ke ukwanele wazi wakhulu ngosijadu, but ke ujama kasijadu umzizi ka noma lokho amsingathi akasibek. So I'm currently studying electrical engineering in Mangosuthu.
Oh, all right. Siyabonga kakhulu kwanele. As we all know that we are celebrating Heritage Month, namhlanje ke nje uzokhuluma nge culture, so usiphatheleni namhlanje.
Because Londiwe, in our country, we've got different kinds of ethnic groups. But before I dwell much on this one, let me observe all protocols on your studio and also of the listeners.
Yeah.
So we've got different kinds of ethnicities and races. So I will be not in a position to talk about different kinds of traditional food and imvunulo, because you will know that we've got Zulus, we've got Vendors, and we've got Tongas and so forth. So imvunulo ayifani thina sonke, and ukudla esikusebenzisayo when it comes to culture, it's not different. Then I won't be in a sectarian position to exclude and include some. But let me talk about the cultural diversity, why we should respect other cultures. So Londiwe, you will then realize that with approximately about 190 countries and 7 billion in this earth, it is not hard to imagine that many diverse cultures exist. So what does this mean, Londiwe? Nabalalele makhaya, kusho ukuthi la eSouth Africa, our cultural landscape has been shaped by different races and ethnicities. So this is the reason that the term Rainbow Nation fit for our country, as different cultures have contributed many distinct flavors. So the culture itself, it shapes our identity, and it influences our behaviors. And cultural diversity makes us accept, and even to some extent, it integrates and assimilates with other cultures. So I feel honored because cultural diversity has become very important in today's world. So whether we work or study or even stay at home, our chances of interacting with people from various races and ethnic groups and culture is far greater now than it has ever became before. So by learning about people of different cultural backgrounds, we can increase our horizon. So it's important to remind ourselves that increasing our horizons helps us to have a better interpersonal dialogue and communicate more on a personal level. So if we put aside any prejudices or biases we might have, and we are open to other people, so it helps us to prepare to listen, talk, and learn about other people and their culture. Just like in Mangosuthu, we've got different kinds of people coming from different backgrounds, so different races, different ethnic groups. So one of the most important first steps people can take to learn about other cultures is to simply accept that there are many different cultures other than their own. So we need to start thinking about the positives and different cultures and how surrounding ourselves with diverse groups of people in order to enrich our life. So sometimes a person might not know very much about geography or history, but by mingling and mixing with people from other cultures, they are given the opportunity to possibly learn about the geography, the religion, and the customs of different countries, different races, different ethnic groups. So being open to learning about different cultures also can encourage people to have diverse friends groups that include people of all different races, ethnicities, religion, and sexual orientation. Because I'm coming from rural areas also.
Yeah.
So most of us enjoy one aspect of cultural diversity, which is food, from different cultures and regions. And this can also be a good way to start learning about new culture. Indeed, it is a very convincing factor when you are interested in learning about new cultures. So diversity is not only important for adults, but children should be learning about different cultures too, especially those who live in diverse cities such as Durban, because Mangosuthu is also situated in Durban. So it is extremely important for adults to teach kids to be accepting of different cultures, because if children are not taught, then they become more close-minded. So what will happen thereafter? This can lead to issues at school, even lead to bullying, discrimination. So kids are still forming opinions, remember. So it is essential that they are taught to be accepting while they are still young. Family members need to sit down and talk with children as well as present them with easy-to-understand data and talk about the importance of cultural diversity. So if you are able to explain the importance of diversity to children, so learn what will happen, it will show them how diverse the world is. You can help them to be more open-minded toward people and different cultural backgrounds. So in today's world, if we are all able to respect and know about other cultures and respect their values and beliefs, life will be more easier for most of us. We can learn a lot of good things from each other. Because one of the factors that is hidden from the cultural diversity is that we tend to forget that in terms of respect, the respect of the culture is not an act,
yeah.
It's not a process in our lives, but it forms a part of our lifestyle. So we might differ in terms of the culture, but what is common to us as a rainbow nation, as black and white, as different ethnicities, but the respect itself is common. It's in one aspect of a culture who is common to each and everyone who is living or who is the origin of this planet Earth. So respect, it is indeed the factor that we commonly share each other when it comes to culture. So once you know that, then we will have whoever raised a hand on a woman,
then celebrate the heritage month.
Because he is not abiding with a culture yake, which is to respect. So this thing of gender-based violence, it is of results of people forgetting that the respect of women is in favor of our culture. Even on femicide, even on rape, and all other cases that are tragic in this today's world. So, no matter those who raise a hand to a woman, then because they've got nothing to celebrate. So what I'm trying to say is that the respect, it is in our culture. The respect is us. So we are respect. So if we forget that, then we are forgetting who we truly are. I don't care if you are white or black. I don't care if you are what race, what ethnic groups. But what I know is that we commonly share respect as part of our culture and as part of our religion, as part of us as human beings. So I'm not sure of the time on your side, Londiwe, but if you were to grant me an opportunity then to say, in Mangosuthu, you will realize that we've got different people coming from different backgrounds, different cities.
Yeah.
But balapho bonke bazofunda as not sikhona sizofunda. Sihlala emarest, sisherisha ama rooms, and sisherisha even ama causes. But it is essential for us to respect each one another, to respect, to know that, okay, this is a Venda, this is a Tonga, this is a Zulu. So we have to respect whatever norms then they are to practice, because it's in our right to do so. And it's in our favor to respect, because it's part of us. We are respect, and respect is ours. So in this Heritage Month, that's what I thought it is more for me to talk about in respect to cultural diversity. So to note that we've got different distinct flavors of culture.
Oh, wow, thank you so much. Putukwanele, you emphasize a point elibaluleke kakhulu, which I think is respect. And I think each and everyone, umuntu mangabe khule ekhaya, we culture impela ngivumelana nawo, because everyone may khule ekhaya, the first thing that a person is taught is respect.
Exactly.
Is respect. Abazali bayakutshela ukuthi angeke uye endawo uma ungenayo inhlonipho. Uma ungakwazi ukuhlonipha abantu emhlabeni, angeke ufike endawo.
Exactly.
So I do understand you. Thank you so much. Mhlambe nje Bhuti, Kwanele, for the people that want to follow you on social media, ngabe utholakala laphi?
Okay.
On Facebook and on Instagram.
Yeah. On Facebook, I'm Kwanele Sagu Sjadu. So they can WhatsApp me on 084-63-87-188. Then for other mode of communication, then we can take it from there.
Yeah.
But utilize the WhatsApp number for now.
All right. Ayi siyabonga kakhulu Bhuti Kwanele. Thank you so much for sharing us in knowledge yakho namhlanje njengoba sazi ukuthi Heritage Month washera nje okusenhlizweni yakho, which is culture. Thank you so much.
Yes, I also feel honored about Inatesa.
Yeah.
Really to Berlin. Because that's my home away from
home.
So I feel honored to be so. And mhlambe londwe bengicela ukudlulisa umyalelo kade ngothunywa inathesa if ungangivumele.
Yeah,
because we've got this pandemic of COVID-19. So inathesa bethe angicele whoever othola ithuba lokuthi abe sevasithi ukuthi avakashele abafundi la engakwazi ukufika khona, enza ama-career exhibition, career guidance, abasize ukuthi ba-apply, because people are so close-minded when it comes to applying, especially the matriculant.
True.
And the time is collapsing now. So bavakashele, basize ngo-apply nemfundazi and so forth, so that they can have an opportunity to study, because ayikho into ebuhlungeni ukuthi umfundi enama-matric but engatholi isikhala because aka-applyanga on time. So inathesa bengithume lokho-ke.
The Almighty of
Winners, I thank you.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.